Okay, it's good to be back. Good week of work. Got a tough division opponent this week who, you know, always going up there and playing in Chicago with that atmosphere. It's a tough contest, and with it being within the division and them getting Cutler back, it'll be a true test for us defensively. Okay, questions?
How much of a difference do you think that makes with Jay back in there for them?
Well, I think it does, you know, offensively for them. I mean, he's been in that system. He's run that system, you know, over last year and, you know, started this year until he ended up getting injured in his thumb. But I'm sure they feel comfortable being able to execute their game plan with him in the game and being in those different situations that come up during the course of a game. He's, you know, proven over the test of time he's been good with it.
George, is it hard to kind of game plan for a quarterback like that who will take a lot of risks and kind of play outside of the scheme sometimes?
Yeah, well, the thing about Cutler, I mean, he can move in the pocket. He can, you know, read the coverage as well. He can get the ball down the field. He can make all the throws. So, you know, he's always a tough opponent, you know, when we play him, especially up there. So, you know, from that aspect of it, we're going to have to, you know, do a good job with the leverage and the coverage, understand concept-wise what they're going to try to do to us and be smart in our rush lanes because he does, you know, enable himself to move around in the pocket and be able to extend plays down the field.
How different is their running game depending on who's the guy back there?
Yeah, you know, they've got it sort of a running back in committee. They get, you know, 33, he's coming back. Langford's back this week. So, you know, it'll be a tough test for us in a run game. I mean, they're all a little bit different. Two of them are the same. You know, one's a little bit different. He's sort of a scat guy. But we're going to have to do a good job of understanding, you know, who's in the game and what they try to do offensively with the different backs in the game, which running plays they like to run, their play actions, protections, all those types of deals. So we'll have to definitely be aware of that this week.
George, how similar is what they're doing offensively this year compared to last year with the coordinators?
A lot of similar concepts. I mean, there's definitely some familiarity from last year to this year for what they're doing. So I think systematically it hasn't been a whole lot of change. And they've got tough matchups on offense. I mean, all the receivers are good receivers down the field. Jeffries is, you know, the test of time's been a good receiver for him. The tight end Miller does a good job of leveraging down the field, getting in and out of cuts. The backs, whichever backs in the game, I mean, it'll be a good test for us, you know, to be able to maintain our leverage and understand our rush lanes and how all that comes together.
George, when you look back at the Philly game, I mean, how do you feel your unit played in that? I mean, it seemed like the problems may have been offensively special teams.
And bottom line is we lost the game. I mean, that's the biggest thing for us. That's how we look at it. We know going into a game, you know, coach has a plan for what it's going to take to win the game, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. We don't get into, you know, what played this, whatever. At the end of the day, we lost the game, and we're moved on to this week and concentrating on what we got to get done to this week to try to win this game.
Jeffrey's gotten yards this year, but still no touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, they've struggled some in the red zone, and we know Cutler, that's one of his favorite guys. So, you know, we'll see as we get down there. I know last year when we played him here, he ended up catching a pass on us in the end zone. So we're preparing as we go through the week and working through the different situations that come up in the game, and he's definitely a point of attention for us this week.
George, we're used to seeing splash plays from Anthony Barr like every other game. There haven't been as many this year for him. So how would you just assess him overall?
I think Anthony's done a great job of what we've asked him to do from week to week. I think he's been effective in games. I think communication-wise, getting us lined up and executing what we're asking him to execute. I mean, there are certain things that happen during the course of the game that, you know, whether it's protection-wise or something like that, where, you know, he's not involved in it. But, you know, for what we've asked him to do and what he brings to us defensively, we're pleased at where he's at. And we got an unselfish group. Everybody understands that it takes all of us to go out and perform at his highest level, and he's been doing that every week, and it helps everybody. So where he's at right now, those things will come as we keep progressing through the season.
Are you surprised he hasn't gotten to the quarterback more when he is blitzing?
I think teams are well aware of his blitz ability and doing things to, you know, prohibit him from coming back and hitting the quarterback with matchups and those kind of things in the protection. So from that aspect of it, again, I think he's doing what we're asking him to do. And if he's just going to keep working and keep grinding it, those numbers will come as we keep progressing through the course of the season.
What's your assessment of Rhodes so far?
Of Xavier? I think he's done a good job for what we've asked him to do through the course of the season thus far. And, you know, we're excited where he's at, and hopefully he'll continue to just keep getting better as the season progresses. He looks like he feels comfortable in what we're asking him to do from a technique and fundamental part of it, and he's been very productive for us thus far. So we're excited moving forward with him and just look for him to keep progressing.
One thing you want to see him get better at?
I think just making sure from week to week as we change different things schematically, involving him in the different packages, just making sure he stays on top of those things, which he's done a good job of thus far. So just continuing to keep growing and understanding when to take chances, when not to take chances, those types of deals. And that's just going to go as, you know, as he keeps getting experience and keeps working throughout the process.
With Sendejo banged up, what have you seen from J-Ron in the game and then into this week?
Well, I think he came in, recognized what we were doing last week, and, you know, it kind of got, you know, thrown into the fire. We had an early injury right there to Sendejo. So, you know, this week he's working, and we tell everybody, next man's up, and we've got to prepare like you're going to be the next guy. And he did that, and so this week is no different. He's preparing, getting ready to go play. We're pleased where he's at. There's definitely a lot of things from an experience standpoint that he's learning within us systematically, and just look for him to go out there, play full speed, and play the technique and fundamentals that we ask him to do.
Good.
Is that it?
Good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.